typed it. When you type it, it's really bad for me. I know.
Oh, no.
That's your problem. And it's a dumb problem. I give you.
No, I was.
But I let it go. I let it go. And then they typed it. And I was like, oh. Sorry. I know.
We good?
We are good.
We're good.
All right. 4:49 working session. I'm just looking at the agenda. A couple things here. Karen Poor has canceled, so we'll be removing her from the agenda and not rescheduling. So Kathleen, let her know that we will have an executive session.
Great.
To discuss potential or discipline of a public employee and also a real estate transaction regarding the offer that we received.
Oh, great. Great. So. I want to go back to Karen. It's not like we didn't just have that team here. So
yeah, Josh, then
we're all good.
They're
right?
The department. I was just telling her.
Maybe that's what she figured it out too. So
we don't need Dudgel,
right.
But between
and you guys talked to her. And
she did come in and met with her.
And now you know how to reach her, and
absolutely.
If we have issues, you know who to go to.
Yes.
So I think we're all as a public meeting item. It's not that important. Our residents generally don't need to know. What she talks about.
When she called me to cancel this time, she did say if any of the trustees want to meet with her individually, she'd be happy to do that. I've got her contact information. So
great.
I did talk to Doug about the wind guard or sound barriers at the pickleball courts. Do we feel, Harold, have you talked to him about the three sides? Will that be sufficient?
Well, I think the thought process was start out with three sides and see.
Yeah. Right. See if it stops the wind, that would be great. If it helps with the sound, that would be great.
There's a hesitation to completely box it in because...
You wet box,
I mean,
right?
At least those windscreens, you could kind of see through them.
Right.
These are totally opaque. And cameras wouldn't see in there.
Right.
Nobody's going to see in there, so.
I don't know if it, I mean, with the repair of the one net, did we look at the cameras? Was that vandalism or just?
I don't think Doug was able to find it on the camera.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did they just replace the cable?
No, he did see it, and he talked about it at the meeting, at our last meeting. It was a user.
The cable was set on an adult. If you're talking about cable, he said an adult set
an
cable.
Elder
and
adult.
Did it. Mm-hmm. And broke it.
Stepping over the net.
So it was not vandalism.
Okay.
It was a user.
It was just
on the cable. But on the screen slice, it was vandalism.
Carelessness or...
Maybe bad balance.
Bad decision making.
Could have fell and broke, dislocated their shoulder if they had been any more agile.
Is that what happened? Is that what happened?
Not playing pickleball, I was bike riding.
He fell off his...
You fell off your bike? Are you okay?
I'm dislocated your shoulder.
Okay.
That's got to hurt. Did they
put it back in yet. They haven't?
Do you want me to try?
No, they went. That's why I'm on the anti-inflammatory for 2 weeks.
They couldn't get it. It was too swollen to get it back into place. Oh, my word, Chuck. I'm so sorry. Where were you? Going up a mountain, hopefully?
Mommy.
Just on a sidewalk?
No, I was on the bike path along Side Cut over there.
Okay.
And a deer ran in front of you?
No.
How did you fall down?
There's, you know where that swamp over there? On the... Between Jerome and Jerome Ridge. Well, there's a culvert that goes under the road. The beavers have dammed that culvert. So the bike path has got about 20 yards. It had like a foot of water in it.
Oh, and he just slipped.
No, we
went up on the road to go around the water and went down a couple hundred yards. And I turned left to go back on the path and just lost it on the loose gravel. And
okay.
Bam.
Next. Ouch.
So my attorney will be calling Mr. Birch.
That's cute.
Park.
So that on the replacement schedule. And then he's going to update that with some budget numbers as well, and then get together with Gavin. Harold, a couple of, I lost my train of thought here. Mount Clover Road, is that being resurfaced with the roundabouts next year?
Part of it, not the whole thing.
I mean, between the where the sewer was torn up?
Part of it.
Between the two?
Between the two, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Between this one and that one, I don't know if they'll go all the way, but it's only going to go so far to the east from one water on Clover.
It's not going between Coder Road and Water Road on Clover? Paving?
Okay. Well, pretty much is what it is.
All right. Also, I was reading online about our neighbors to the east having their challenges with Edison as well.
Yes, I read that as well.
And they were...
They got how many dollars worth of poles?
Well, they were proposing an assessment of $120, $5 a month for I don't know how many years to replace all their poles. And I know at one point that we discussed, you know, looking at LED. I mean, do we know, is there any grants out there available for that type of conversion? Or even if there is, I mean, can Edison even have the manpower to do it?
Well, that's what we signed up for. Anytime one of our lights goes out,
right,
it gets replaced with LED.
But I mean, in mass, if we were to do...
Oh.
I mean, let's say $250 a piece times, it's, you know, a couple thousand. Is there any desire of us exploring that or potentially researching grant opportunities, or do we just let time take its toll and replace them a handful of times? Well, and that's the thing, do we know Edison, because I did get an email over the weekend again about another one that's out in Renwood. Has Edison been...
So I'd be okay discussing like neighborhood sweeps, but to think that Edison could do it all at one time... When they came on, it seems like, and I get that there's a visual, right? That we want all the LED lights or what have you. But we can't get them...
To replace the ones that are burned out.
Right. So I don't know how we...
Yeah, I can't imagine
how they
would do a whole neighborhood at this point in time.
Right. Maybe it would be helpful for them to do the whole neighborhood. Is there somebody else we should talk to at Toledo Edison? Someone
other than Dr. Coleman?
In a different department or division or leadership, or I don't know.
Not sure who that would be.
The president.
I could look in.
Is Meg Adams still there?
No.
No.
And they just changed the president. I might get that name for you.
Okay.
And let you know. I just don't know, right? And maybe we get the exact same answer, but does it hurt? I mean, why would Mommy get to replace all their lights and we can't even get one replaced?
Well, I think Mom is there. They got the same that we had. It sounds like to me there's, I mean, I walked down the sidewalk at church and the poles are literally rusting. The paint is peeling off. It looked like a strong wind could blow them over. From what I read online, there's some laying in the street, and Edison is like, we'll get to them when we get to them. Yeah, so.
And I think it's about a worker shortage, right? I don't think Edison is purposely doing anything. They just don't have capability. But maybe we have to do something then with Josh Williams or...
Well,
you know,
I
works
don't know.
At PUCO.
This would be a Gavin question. I mean, A, is it, do we know, A, how many we have out? But is our billing, you know, been adjusted? If we have, let's say, 100 streetlights, and that's 5% of our streetlights, in theory, our billing should go down 5%. Which I'm guessing it's not.
I'm not exactly sure how that works, but...
Yeah.
I thought Gavin knew that, Chuck.
Yeah, I think he does.
Right, they somehow meter it.
It is, each street lighting district is metered, I believe.
So it's not running.
So okay. half the route, you're only
half the amount.
I think from a township point of view, instead of just saying what can these people do from us, for a township point of view, I think we should keep our maintenance department at least maybe twice a year running the neighborhoods and checking. It didn't take them long to do, so I don't feel like we're wasting money. They just have to do it.
Right.
It was a morning thing, right? We did it when the time changed and it was dark in the morning and they came in a bit early and they did it.
I believe that's what we did.
So maybe at the beginning of the dark season and then the end of the dark season.
It only took a couple of days for them to get the whole town. So we can do that exercise again.
And we keep giving Victor the list.
Right.
And then if Mommy's poles are actually failing, maybe we should start looking at poles.
Well, I know you go down Briarfield, and there's poles that are leaning.
So we need to put those on the list.
Yeah. I mean, they're older metal poles, but there are some that are probably at a 5 or 10 degree tilt.
Most of our poles are the fiberglass.
So they're not going to rust.
They're not going to rust. What happens, they look like they're laminating, and they're not really. People call and they're all concerned because they've got a spiral of, you know, the poles are painted black and all of a sudden there's a spiral. It looks like it's delaminated and it's not, for whatever reason. That's just the way the paint comes off. And Edison won't paint them either. We've had neighborhoods paint their light poles, but they have to use licensed painters, and they have to use special.
And will the poles fail?
They shouldn't, unless somebody runs into them, and that happens occasionally.
Okay.
But now I have to say, from my experience, I think we had one knocked over just a couple weeks ago, and they were out pretty much Johnny on the spot. And I don't know if they away, or I don't know if a new one got put up, but
okay. So Chuck, from
I gotta look for it here. I got an email from Carol Stiles on Torrey Pine Court asking for a light at Jerome Road where that Crystal Ridge comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So
our road.
Well, Jerome's a county.
Yeah, but we can put them on county roads if it's in our list of lights. The lights Monclova Township pays for. They're usually in rural areas.
We put one at Strayer and Salisbury.
Yes.
Here, I'm going to forward to you here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what we're saying that we would like maintenance to continue on the light situation since we're not getting the appropriate response from.
Yeah, I think rather than have, I mean, Edison come out once a month and do a dozen, if they came out twice a year and did 30 or 40, I mean, at least.
I don't care how they do their workflow, I just would like to know what's happening in our world.
And that's really about the only way for us to get a handle on it, because that did work pretty well when we did that before. We sent Victor a list of, I don't remember how many lights.
It was close to 100, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Did they send us back a notice of saying that it was replaced?
As they repaired them, they let me know, and we took them off our list.
Would it be possible this next time to determine how many we have the high-pressure sodium versus LED?
Great idea.
So that if
try. I don't know.
I mean, if it's burned out, I'm presuming it's high pressure sodium.
Right.
I mean, they can tell by looking at the top, can't they?
I think so.
Or if the other ones are orange in this.
Doug and I will figure that out.
Yeah.
Right. Or what neighborhoods would be easily switched, or like a plan for lights is what I hear Chuck saying.
Yeah. Or just
And LEDs would last so much longer, wouldn't right. they?
That's what I'm thinking, if we got ahead
we
of...
We solved the problem.
If there was some type of grant or green energy or something.
I like that you're wearing your badge.
Thank you, because my fleece has gotten too hot to wear. So I went to my sweater.
I'll go out to the car and get mine. You can both wear them.
How have we been doing managing okay the maintenance? Has been vacations of Summer Herald?
Yeah.
One quick
minimal
question.
Overtime.
Sorry, Chuck, I wanted to go back to grants for 2 seconds. Have we ever got a grant?
Yeah, we just got $1 million.
Well, safety grant. I'm saying for cemeteries, for townhouses, for lights.
We did, yes. Yes, we have gotten a couple.
Small ones, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, we did the park. This park over here got like the mulch.
We got $50,000 for the pickleball courts.
That's
that
a
was
state.
Through the state.
Yeah.
Through Derek Marin's office.
You know, I see that Anderson sign every time I go to the park. I think that sign could probably.
Yeah, that
we could
was
ask
$25,000 that Anderson's Foundation
we could ask
contributed
for
to the playground.
The Andersons
apparatus.
Again. We could put that little ask out there again.
I mean,
my
Clover.
I just
gave us
remember
10,000.
During my. Tenure of that, or my last 4, I don't remember.
So during your tenure, we hired a consultant who's supposed to be looking, right? We had two options, but I don't know if they've come up with anything. And it's always about the project being ready in the grant world. So we can say, oh, there's a Spark grant, but if we don't have a project ready.
Well, for instance, the indigent burials, did we ever follow through on trying to retrieve any of our money that the OTA says we're allowed to have? Like,
did we have any in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Then yes, we can apply for that. I didn't think we had any.
For what?
Indigent
burials.
We did. We looked at that.
We didn't have any?
We weren't.
No.
We had some indigent burials, but they were too long ago to...
Right. That's what it was only like the last 2 years. Now, if we have one next year or this year, we can apply.
Right.
It's now
right.
going forward.
Okay.
We don't have many indigent burials. Like, I'm thinking we've had 3 in my entire career.
No, we've had maybe 1 a year, I think, probably 1 or 2. Yeah, we've had more than that.
Except for the last 2 years, we haven't had any.
I really don't think we have. But.
Well, just, you know, if they're getting money,
yeah.
I hate to say it, we need to take it.
Absolutely.
If not, somebody else will have it. Okay.
Right, so I guess what we could do is sort through what are easy grants to get.
Right.
Like NatureWorks comes out every July. Why don't we apply every July for a project?
Mm-hmm.
We now have a grant writer or two. You have 2 on your Rolodex that we looked through.
Rolodex.
I know. Old lady says Rolodex. But Doug has to have something ready. We're talking about playground equipment that's kind of ready. But we can't do it before we get the grant. You know, it's like a funny little game. So what other projects? Like what fantasies? The community center should be applying all the time. Like, what can we get out of the community center? And now that we have grant writers, consultants, maybe they can help them.
Yeah. We got a grant from the Rails to Trails for the Rush Route at Keener.
That was like $90,000.
That was,
The Metro Parks helped us with that.
Right.
Can we get something else somewhere on the trail? Like,
you see a lot of times you see grants come through OTA.
All the time.
All the time.
All my colleagues talk about all the grants they get, Trudy. Part of it is, you know, household income. So you got to put all the pieces of the grant puzzle together. You have to have the project. Do you meet the qualifications? So, yeah, we should continue to look at that.
Okay. Maintenance, you're up. Sorry, you talk so fast, I didn't get my grant question in.
I don't know where it fell. I don't know what agenda you're using, Trudy.
No, I'm just going up
my
notes. Yeah.
Okay. So he asked about grants, and then he went to maintenance. But
I didn't
have a chance to.
I was talking about summertime, overtime, everybody's vacations, time off.
The overtime's all been
minimal.
Down.
You got to go in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Tell them to look at while they're around. for the next 4 hours. If they're there for 4 hours, only took two, they need to drive neighborhoods.
Fair enough. Wash the truck at middle of the night, right?
Yeah.
All right, and then, really, I didn't have a light agenda. I have not received any inquiries about the Mirror article regarding the fire department.
Neither have I. But you put it on the agenda tonight, so we can see if there's an issue.
I don't know, has Kathleen had any calls, Harold, you know?
Don't believe so.
I mean, the grants we get OPWC every year for roads, and
yeah, those are the big ones.
Right, and in fact, at Springfield's meeting, they also approved the OPWC to partner with us back in Brandywine. They approved their portion of combining with it.
Yeah, thinking they should have done it for them we just did.
Yeah. They wouldn't.
But they did.
Because it's a line of demarcation. Where's Springfield Township and where's Monclova Township? And
back to Crimson Hall in wintertime when the snow stops. When they stop falling the snow. Yeah.
But anyways, they did. Did they contact you, Harold? Springfield?
No.
Passed that there, maybe.
Yes, Sarah Rowland. Yes, Sarah Rowland. County Engineer's Office talked to them and said, look, Clovis doing this.
Right.
Wouldn't it make sense? And
they said, yes, it does make sense.
They said yes.
For the project they're doing right now, they said no, it didn't.
Right. But now this year they said yes.
So now they have two streets. Maybe they'll do those two streets next year, but then they'll drive their heavy equipment on our new roads. Stevens went through Monclova Township the other day when I was out walking, and I'm like, there is no garbage on this street, dude. What are you here for? And then he finally found his way into Springfield Township. I didn't really say this to the garbage.
I know Andy
driver.
Glenn told me, he said supposedly they're looking at going to the county program.
Yes, that's what
they
too.
They resisted that for a long time.
Yeah.
But they're back on the same. We did it.
Right.
You don't have a garbage truck going down your street every day.
Right.
Well, they have two. Andy's argument was that two of those Stevens is in the township, and so is somebody else.
Plum.
Are they? I think they're in Spencer, aren't they?
I wish Stevens was in the township. It's maybe the owner of Stevens.
They're up in Michigan.
Yeah. That's coming up, isn't it? Do we need to start being worried about that?
No.
Okay. Good. That was a big ordeal.
That's a 5-year deal, so we've got...
So we have the sheriff and garbage about the same time.
Close, yes.
The sheriff will come first, or garbage comes first?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think the sheriff.
One other thing, I just threw this out there to Matt, just big picture, something to think about in lieu of what happened in Texas. I heard that this, saw this on the news. They entered some Coast Guard or specially trained EMS, and he was a current swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he saved like 70 people.
Yeah. Up to 160 something now.
And it's just like
163 or 165.
You know, that hopefully it's a person you never use, but when flood conditions, when a kayaker, is foolish enough to go out in high water in the spring or something like that, if we if there's a training program through the state, or maybe this through the OTA, that if we had one, Maumee had one, Perrysburg had one, Waterville had one, have five locally. I mean, hopefully you never use them, but it's like, this guy's specially trained to swim. I mean, it's like, who the hell has a trained swimmer in
up in the hill country in Texas.
But, you know, we were talking about emergency things, and we never did. Remember, we said if the tornado comes, to have an emergency plan for Mount Clover Township. We never worked anything on that, did we? Remember, we said about the township being an emergency.
Great. I mean,
place for somebody if,
right,
if we did something.
So you're not NIMS trained. You've right. talked to Matt about getting certified.
Right.
Chuck NIMS certified.
Okay.
Because it was the big bush.
Okay.
So we're NIMS certified. You probably could get NIMS certified. And it prepares you for the emergency in general. And our fire department, I would say, mm-hmm. is completely prepared if this building goes down and they know what to do. But maybe they give us a report, like they stand up and tell the community how prepared they are.
It's all part of the county plan.
Yeah.
The county has a plan, mm-hmm. and it's...
But even like with snow removal, right, how do we let our people know? And when your building's down, like how will we get the website up and functioning? And how do we let people... Does our phone still work, or... Probably in a tornado it would, but maybe it's a bigger catastrophe than that. Yeah. So it'd be great to hear from Matt some meeting, what we'd usually give to an outside person. But let's talk about our overall disaster plans.
Right.
I always talked about the flu way back when, before COVID ever happened. What's our plan for sickness like that? In the 1900s, they stacked dead bodies up on porches. How do you do all that?
Yeah. Or more, even so, and I know they do with the exercise, if there was a plane crash somewhere, you figure off of Garden Road or Salisbury, any of the approaches to the airport,
sure.
If there's a midair collision or something, what does that look like?
So you said Matt was coming to the meeting, but if he doesn't, why don't you have him give us a 15-minute overview of the fire department's disaster planning?
Yeah.
The only reason I brought
and
that
where
up,
we,
not
how we,
is like,
how we need to be prepared as elected officials will be the focus. How is he getting a hold of us? Where do we meet if this building isn't here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that rescue swimmer was just something that's just like, well, that's kind of cool. And just, I mean, that's high in the sky, but it's just like, hey, if
we probably need more like a crew of volunteers who chop, who have chainsaws and can chop trees out, right?
Yeah.
Us flooding is pretty unlikely.
No, I'm just thinking, we always have, it seems like one or two a year rescue thing down on the river.
Yeah.
But when I heard that rescue swimmer saved 100 and some people,
amazing.
Amazing. Like, what was that movie, Kevin Costner? He was the rescue swimmer.
No, I don't know it. I only know him with Whitney Houston.
In Alaska, yeah. The Guardian. Yeah. I don't have anything else. Oh, I just share with you, Dawn resent the draft of the jet agreement to Alan
Landbauer,
who acknowledged it, shared it with Patrick finally. Patrick's like, sounds great, let's get together for a meeting. It's just like, why have a meeting? It's just like, it's...
Here it is.
Here's the agreement.
Edit it. Did I spell mommy wrong?
Yeah. So, have not heard back from it yet. So the ball is in their proverbial court.
Well, what about asking him just to sign it and move forward? Or if we're meeting, it's for signatures.
Well,
so the ball in their court.
They're having a meeting tonight as well, so I'll shoot him a text.
Guy who can't write.
Yeah. I can write. Just
they're having a meeting tonight?
Can't pick it up.
They're on a summer schedule, I think.
7:30 in the morning, aren't they?
Oh, gosh. Summer schedule.
That's
I like that idea.
I'm
going to change up our
meetings
for next year.
Once a month?
You get mad every time we do a
Springfield
Tuesday
changed.
Meeting.
Springfield
Come on.
Changed once a month.
What?
Springfield changed.
Yeah, summer meeting schedule.
No problem.
All pays the same, huh, Harold?
Exactly. Doesn't matter.
All right. I don't have anything else.
Okay. 12 minutes till we can start that meeting. I start a little early when you weren't here. Kathleen pressed record, and I was able to start it at 5:29.
I saw something online. Did anybody, I didn't